Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kuf Ches. We left off on daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis Itmar, four lines from the end of the page on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Neshama should have in Aliyah. And also, Alana and I would like to sponsor the daf, Lezecher Nishmas, our beloved uncle, Julius Berman, who passed away last night. His Neshama should have an Aliyah, and his family should have a Nechama. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First thing we're going to discuss is whether bone that's attached to meat counts towards the kezayis of being mala b'chutz. And what about salt that goes along with the meat? Does that count toward the kezayis of being mala b'chutz? Then the Gemara is going to discuss two different versions of how Rabbi Yossi Aglili would respond to the taina of the Chachamim about being mala a karban that was shechted b'chutz. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and the Chachamim, whether you're chayiv for being mala if you already shechted b'chutz anyway, because it's already pasul anyway. So the Chacham taina to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what do you mean? Even if you were shechted b'fnim, it's already pasul anyway, because you then were motzi it. You then brought up b'chutz. So how's Rabbi Yossi Aglili going to respond to that? So we're going to have two versions of how he responds to that, and two nafkaminas between the two versions of how he responds to that. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how does Rabbi Yossi Aglili respond to the other question and the other machlokas that he has with the Chachamim about being chayiv for eating basar tamei while you yourself are tamei, where the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yossi Aglili that every basar kodesh that's tahar, that a person that's tamei that eats it, is immediately mitamei it anyway because he touches it. So why is it any different if he's tahar or tamei? So how's Rabbi Yossi Aglili going to respond to that? And then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to discuss the relative severity of the issur of shchita b'chutz versus halah b'chutz, how in certain ways shchita is more chamer than halah, other ways halah is more chamer than shchita, and as well as the Mishnah is going to have two different machlokos about halah b'chutz, machlokos between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is going to discuss why mala lehedyot is pater, but shchita to hedyot is chayiv, and we're going to darshan all the psukim accordingly, and then we're going to have the source that two people being mala are chayiv, and the Gemara is then going to explain the first of the two machlokos in the Mishnah about repeating the halah on the same carbon. If you're mala v'chazer, hella v'chazer, hella v'chazer, hella, and we have a machlokos in the Mishnah, whether you're chayiv for each one, you're only chayiv once, so we're going to explain that machlokos, and then we'll explain the second machlokos, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, about being, whether you're only chayiv if you're mala l'rosh ha-mizbeach, or even if you're mala al sela or al ha-even. And that, Be'ez Hashem, will bring us, and then at the very, very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a bama needs the same criteria, the same basic format and structure as a mizbeach, in order for it to be a valid bama to bring karbanos on. And that will bring us to the end of the daf. So let's begin. Again, we are four lines from the end of the page on daf kuf zayinon beis. Itmar. If let's say you're mala b'chutz, but you bring basar carbon b'chutz to burn, but it doesn't have a shir kezayis, but together with the bone, it now has a shir kezayis. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether one is chayiv for that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Chiburi Olin Ka Olin Damu. That which is attached to the carbon ola, to the meat of the carbon ola, is considered part of the carbon ola. So even though there's no chiyuv for being to be maktir the atzamos bifnim, that which is attached to the basar, you do have to be maktir bifnim, and mimela you're going to be chayiv for being maktir it b'chutz. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar Pater chiburi olin lav kolin dami, that the bones that are attached to the basar are not mitzarif to the basar, and since if you're mal b'chutz pachas mikzayis of a basar, you're going to be pater. The bones don't help that. The bones will not be mashlim that shear. Rabbi Yochanan seems to hold that since the mitzvah of the that is that the atzamos be mechubar to the basar and you're makted them together, like the Gemara darshans from a pasuk, Victor Hakohen es Hakol Hamizbecha. So it's also mitzdarif to the shear of Haktara b'chutz. Whereas Reish Lakish holds that since the bones don't have a chiyuv Haktara on their own, you're only makter them because they are mechuber to the basar. So then they shouldn't be mitzdarif to the shear because they themselves independently are not chashuv enough to have a chiyuv bifnim. They only have a chiyuv bifnim agav the basar. So therefore, they're not going to be mitzdarif to the shear of how much basar you're chayiv for being malah b'chutz. Similarly, by Rava, hamala rosh benyona she'in bo kezayis. If let's say you're malah the head of a benyona of an olas ha'ov, that's not a kezayis. Umelach mashlima l'kezayis, and then the salt that's together with it is mashlim l'shir kezayis mahu. So what's the din? Do we assume that the melach can be mashlim l'shir kezayis and you're chayiv for being malah b'chutz, or that it's not mashlim l'shir kezayis and you're pater for being malah l'chutz? Now the gabe haktara b'frim, the Brisker Rav points out, Rav never has a suffix whether you're chayiv to be makter or korban that doesn't have a kezayis, but the melach is mashlim l'kezayis, because that for sure you have to do. Meaning even if you don't have a kezayis at all, you have to be makter the karban. It's only about the chiyuv of halah b'chutz that Rav is mesupik about, because you're not chayiv on halah that's pachus mekazayis. Just like we find that levona bifnim is kshera bekoret. The Menachah says that even a teeny tiny flake of levona is kosher, but b'chutz you're only chayiv on a kazayis of levona. So the same is true when it comes to the Rosh Ben Yona, if you were doing it right, and you were bringing it b'fnim, I don't care how small it is, you have a chiyuv to be makter it. But part of the nature of the din, of the isser of being malah b'chutz, is that you have a shir kezayis. So that's why Rav has a shayla, what if you only have a shir kezayis together with the melech? So Amr le Rav mi parzakya le Ravashi. So Rav mi parzakya says back to Ravashi, so lav haynu pletai d'Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, isn't that the same achlokas we just finished discussing about whether the etzem is mash the sheer basar, mali, whether it's the etzem, mali, whether it's the melach. Either way, it's another part of the carbon that normally inside you would have to be makdir. So we want to know, is it mitzdarif to the sheer outside? So says Mar, no, it's not the same. Tibay l'Rabbi Yochanan v'tibay l'Reish Lakish. It's a good shayla according within Shitas Rabbi Yochanan and a good shayla within Shitas Reish Lakish. Tibay l'Rabbi Yochanan ad kalokam Rabbi Yochanan hasam, that maybe Rabbi Yochanan only said when it comes to the bone that it's mitzdarif to the basar, el etzem. Because etzem is the min of the basar, and therefore it could be mashlim the basar to a kezayis. The Rambam writes that etzem is mashlim to a kezayis because it's mechuberes lebasar. It has a natural chibur to the basar. So that's what the Karen Ora says. That's how the Rambam teaches this line of Gemara. Mina de basar hu, meaning it's natural to the animal. So it's together with the basar in its natural state. But melach is an outside additive. It's something that you then add to the benyona. It is not natural to the benyona. It's not attached to the benyona. So then maybe it's not mitzdarif. And tibayil reish lakish. The shayla would be within shitas reish lakish as well. That ad kan lo kam reish lakish hasam ela di'i parish mina lav mitzvah la'asuke. The parish mina lav mitzvah la'asuke. Then maybe reish lakish only said that when bone is attached to basar, it's not mitzdarif to the shear of the basar, because had the bone become detached, you would have no mitzvah to be makterit on the mizbech. Etzem on its own, you don't have to be makterit on the mizbech. So therefore, maybe it's not mitzdarif to the shear of bachutz. Aval hacha, but by melach, the parish mitzvah lasuke, where if the salt were to fall off of the carbon, you'd have a mitzvah to salt it again and to bring salt, because of losash mis melach bris elokecha. The halacha is that you have to have melach on all your carbonos. So maybe Reish Lakish would not say that it's not mitzdarif. Maybe he would agree in such a case that a taco would be mitzdarif. Now the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav say, well, wait just a second. When it comes to the etzem, so the etzem comes off, you have no requirement to bring that if the etzem becomes detached from the basar, you have no requirement to bring that etzem on the mizbeach. When salt falls off the benyona, you have a requirement to bring that salt on the Mizbeach? No, what you have to do is bring other salt, meaning you just can't bring it without salt. So you don't have a chiv dafka to take that melech that fell off, you bring other salt. So it's no better than the etzem. How is this a chilik between the etzem and the melech? So both the Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav write that a different pshat in the Gemara, that once the carbon is humlach, and once it's salted, the melech becomes like the emurim, and it has its own chiyuv haktara. The Gemara Menachah says that even though there's no mi'ila b'melech before the carbon is salted, after the carbon is salted, there is mi'ila. So that's what Rav is not sure. Are you chayiv on the haktaras melech b'chutz? Because even though it's not the ikar hakarbon, but it becomes something that you do have to burn on the mizbeach. So that's how the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish understand. So odil maloshna, or maybe no, maybe these two machlokas are exactly, these svaros are not enough reason to be mechalik between salt and bone, and by just like we have the machlokas where the bone is mesayv to the shear, we have machlokas where the melech is mesayv to the shear. Teku, so that the Gemara leaves unresolved, we do not know. Now the Rambam paskins, it's a suffix, so therefore you can't get malchus, because you can't give malchus to someone if we're not sure whether he had violated a shear of the iser. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that if you're shochet bifnim, and then you're malah b'chutz, you're chayiv. But if you're shochet b'chutz, and then you're malah b'chutz, you're patur on the halaa. Because by the time you were malah, it was already possible. You already did shchutei chutz on it. So the Chachamim responded back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, what are you talking about? Even if you're shochet bifnim, by the time you're mala, it's already possible because you were motzi it. So as soon as you take it out, it's possible. So heishiv Rabbi tachas Rabbi Yossi Aglili. The Mishnah never told us what the next line was, right? What does Rabbi Yossi Aglili respond to a very good taina that the Chacham had? So the Gemara is filling that in. So Rabbi said, you know, let me speak on behalf of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that don't bring a raya that you're chayiv from mala b'chutz on karbanos that you shechted b'chutz and had become pasul just because you're chayiv when you shecht bifnim, and when you're motzi the karban anyway it's pasul because mala shochet bifnim and mala b'chutz shoyis lo shas hakosher. At least when you shechted bifnim and then you were mala b'chutz, you're right. The second you were motzi it from the azara it became pasul, but at least it was once kosher. So tom b'chutz and mala b'chutz shoyis lo shas hakosher. You think that's the same thing as shechting b'chutz and then being mala b'chutz, where it never even had a shas hakosher, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. So that's one version of how Rabbi Yossi Aglili would defend himself from the taina of the chachamim. Heishiv Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon tachas Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon says, let me speak up on behalf of Rabbi Yossi Aglili to why it's not a good kash on him. Mala shochet b'fnim u'mala b'chutz shechein kodesh mekablo. If you shecht b'fnim and then you're mala b'chutz and then you bring it back into the azara and you bring it on the Mizbeach, you'd be allowed to leave it there, because even though you're right, it became possible when you brought it out, but it was psula b'kodesh, and therefore it still has that level of kedusha that if you're mala b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Tomar b'shochet b'chutz shein kodesh mekablo. You think it's the same thing when you shechted b'chutz, where even if you were to then bring it in and put it on the Mizbeach, the kodesh will not be mekablo. You'd have to be morid it from the Mizbeach because it's not psula b'kodesh, so therefore it's not a valid comparison. Says Mar Maibinai, what's the look between Rebbe's defense of Rabbi Yossi Aglili versus Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's defense of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So two nafkaminas. Amar Ze'iri, shchitas laili ikbinayu. What if you shechted the carbon in the Azara, but at night? So that's a nafkamina, that according to Rabbi Damala B'chutz, if it's nishchat b'layla, it's bifnim, it's going to be potter, because it never had a shasa kosher. From the moment of the shchita, you did it wrong, so it never had a shasa kosher. Whereas, according to Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon, if you're mala b'chutz, you're going to, a carbon that was shechted b'fnim b'layla, you're going to be chayiv because the kodesh is mekabelit, because to the extent that imala al-mizbeach lo yered, since it is psula b'kodesh, it's psul, you did it at night, but it's psula b'kodesh. And Rabbi Omar, the nafkamina between them is kabbalah b'klichol. Let's say you were mekabel the dam of the carbon that was shechted in the azara, not using a klisharis, using klichol. That's the nafkamina between them. That according to Rabbi, if you're zor Zorik, dam of a korban b'chutz, when you were makabel b'kli chol, you're potter, because it never had a shas hakosher. That dam never had a shas hakosher. From the moment of the Kabbalah, it was in a kli chol. So it's not huchsher l'zrik on the mizbeach. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be chayiv, because it was possible b'kodesh. So the kodesh is makabel it, because it's psula b'kodesh. You use the kli chol, which is terrible, you're not supposed to, but that's a psul in the kodesh, in the azara. Okay, tama sha'achal ben kodesh. We then had another machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the Chum, where the Chum challenged Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and the Mishnah did not report how Rabbi Yossi Aglili defends himself. Namely, if a Tameh person eats Kodesh that is Tameh, so he's going to be Chayiv. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, if he eats Kodesh, whether it's Tameh or whether it's Tahor, he's going to be Chayiv. But Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, a Tameh person that eats Tahor is going to be Chayiv, but a Tameh person that eats Tameh, that eats Kodesh that's Tameh, is going to be Potter. And his logic is because it was possible anyway. He was eating a davar tameh, so just because he's tameh, he's not gonna have a separate chiyuv for that. So the Chum responded, "What do you mean? Every time a tameh person eats something that's tahar, he's really eating something that's tameh because he's touching it. So he's being metameh it in the act of eating it. So don't tell me there's a difference between a tameh person eating something tameh and a tameh person eating something tahar, because even when a tameh person eats something tahar, he's eating something tameh because he's being metameh it. So shapir kamele rabban Rabbi Yosei Aglili. That sounds like a good tataino. What's Rabbi Yosei Aglili going to say back? So Rava kol heicha de nitma tumas haguf achar kach nitma basar. So Rava explains, whenever the tumah of the person becomes tameh first, and then the basar becomes tameh, even if it became tameh through other people before this guy touched it, to kuli amlo pligi, there is no machlokas rabban Rabbi Yosei Aglili to chayiv, that the person who eats it is going to be chayiv shekein tumas haguf bekares, because the yisra v'achila b'tumas haguf came first before the yisra v'achila b'tumas habasar, because the tumas haguf came first and therefore is chayiv kares for that. Ki pligi b'shenit mabasar, the whole machlokas is, let's say the basar became tameh first and so it became asar ba'achila, it's an isra that doesn't have a chayiv chatas, but it became asar v'achar kach nitma haguf, and then the guy became tameh. So that's the machlokas. Do we assume that the Yisra Achila B'tumas Aguf is going to be chal on a chaticha that anyway is already usher to eat because it itself is tameh anyway? The Rabbanan Savri Amrin and Migo. The Rabbanan say that we say since the it became Nesar because of the Tumas because the Tumas Aguf for Shar Chatichos, for any other chaticha of Basar that's Tahar, meaning once the guy had Tumas Aguf, it added a new layer of Isser because it not only asks him to eat this meat, it asks him to eat every all pieces of meat. So therefore, this chatich, the isra of tumas aguf, is going to be chal on this chaticha as well, even though this chaticha was already asr. This is what's called an isra kolel. Rabbi Yosei Aglili savar, no, amin amigo. Now we don't say that since anyway his tumas aguf generates an isra klape every other piece of basar kodesh. So it's going to generate an isra klape this piece of basar kodesh that's already tameh anyway, because ain isser chalal isser, even when it's an isser kolal. So since the basar was already asr ba'achila, because it itself is tameh, there's not going to be room for another isser to be chal when the guy becomes tameh. So that's why you can't bring a raya from the fact that a tameh person that's metameh the basar, when he touches it, that he's going to be chayiv achatas, because over there the isser achila b'tumas aguf preceded the isser achila b'tumas habasar. And therefore, in such a case, for sure it's going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi would respond, Nihi demigo lo amrinan. Granted, we don't say the Yisr chalal Yisr, even in the case of Yisr kolel, but that's only when the two Yisurim have the same level of chumrah. But when the second Yisr is more chamur than the first Yisr, then Yisr is chalal Yisr. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is moda by Yisr kolel, where the second Yisr is more chal than the first, is more chamur than the first Yisr, which is more chal. So Tesi Tumas Aguf Guf de Chamira v'tachal al Tumas Basar. The Yisra of Tumas Aguf is more Chamer, it's Chiv Kares. So that should be Chal on the Yisra Achila of when it comes to Tumas Basar, which is more Kal, where there is no Chiv Kares. Amar Rav Ashi, Mimayde Tumas Aguf Chamura. He says, I'll accept that, but who told you that eating it b'Tumas Aguf is more Chamer? Dilma Tumas Basar Chamura. Maybe eating it b'Tumas Basar is more Chamer than Tumas Aguf. Shekenen Latara b'mikvah, because after all, basar that becomes tamei is going to be tamei forever. There's nothing you can do to undo that tumah. There is no tara b'mikvah. A guy becomes tamei, and there is, so and in a certain sense, I understand, tumas aguf is more chamer than tumas basar, because tumas aguf is kares, tumas basar is not. But in from another perspective, tumas basar is more chamer, because tumas basar is permanent. Tumas aguf is not permanent. Okay, new Mishnah now. Chom b'shchita mi ba'aliyah, ba'aliyah mi b'shchita. That each one, shchitas chutz and aliyah b'chutz, each one have a chumrah that the other one does not. Chumrah b'shchita, the chumrah that shchita has over aliyah, is shashochet lahedyot chayiv. If a person shechts a carbon b'chutz for a hedyot, for a regular person to eat it, he's going to be chayiv chatas v'hamala lahedyot pater. But someone who's mala carbon b'chutz for a hedyot is pater from a chatas, for being mala b'chutz. Chumrah, and we'll see why, I mean, the Mishnah's just taken that for granted, that's true, that when you shochet lahedyot, you're going to be chayiv when you're mala lahedyot pater. Chumrah ba'aliyah, the chumrah of being mala b'chutz, is that shnayim shachtu b'sakin v'shachtu peturim, that if two people hold the knife together and they shecht the carbon b'chutz, they're going to be pater from a carbon chatas. Whereas achsu be'ever v'helu chayavin, if two people hold a limb of the animal and they're mala it b'chutz, they're going to be chayiv v'chatas. And the Mishnah now discusses another halacha, two halachas actually. We're going to have now two machlok. Now that we've identified what the chumrah is by shchita, what the chumrah is by halah, now we're just going to mention two different machlokos between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon relating to shchutei chutz. So hella v'chazer v'hella, v'chazer v'hella, chayev al kol aliyah divrei Rabbi Shimon. Let's say you have one animal and you keep being mala different parts of it b'chutz. So Rabbi Shimon says each act of halah b'chutz, even on the same animal, over and over again, you're chayev for each separate act. Rabbi Yossi Amarein chayev ala achas. No, one carbon chatas for the whole animal, even though you did it in piecemeal, it doesn't matter, you're only chayev once. That's one machlokas, Rabbi Yossi Rishimun. Another machlokas, veinu chayev at shiyal l'rosh ha-mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi says you're only going to be chayev if you go to the top of the mizbeach, you build the mizbeach b'chutz, and you're mala the carbon to the top of the mizbeach. That's what you're chayev for. Rabbi Shimon Amar afilu hela ala selo ala evan chayev. You don't even need to build the mizbeach. You just find a nice rock and you bring it in, you mala it on the top of that rock, you're also going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to the beginning of the Mishnah. Maishna mala lahedyot b'pater. Why is it that we assume that if you're mala lahedyot, you're going to be pater? Dichsiv, because in the parsha of halah b'chutz, the Torah says la Hashem. It says v'alpesach al moed leivien la so la Hashem. So it sounds dafka if it's l'shem Hashem. Well, frak the Gemara, by that same token, b'shchitanami yuksiv la Hashem. Well, but the pasuk by shchita, by the issue of being shochet b'chutz, it says v'alpesach al moed leivien la'akruv karban la Hashem. So shouldn't we say that shchita lahedyot is also going to be pater? Says why the difference? Says Mar Shaini Hasam. No, shchita b'chutz is different. Da Amar Kra ish ish, because the pasuk says ish ish mi beis Yisrael. So the double expression of ish teaches me that even when you shecht l'shem an ish, you're going to be chayiv. Even when you shecht l'shem a hedyot, you're going to be chayiv. By that same token, ish ish. You have the ish ish mi beis Yisrael, and when it talks about halah b'chutz, so shouldn't we say that being malah l'shem an ish is going to be chayiv as well? Says, well, no. We need the double ish that it says by halah for a different drasha. That teaches me that if two people are mala and eva, one eva of the carbon together, that they're going to be chayiv. And therefore, I don't have the freedom to use ish ish to tell me about being mala l'shem hedyot. Frakti Gemara ihachi. Yeah, but if from ish ish you can learn about two people being mala the eva at the same time, hachnami mi bayulei l'shnayim shachsu b'sakin v'shachtu shachayavin. Shouldn't we use the ish ish that it says by shchita to teach the same same thing, that if two people hold the knife together and they shech the carbon b'chutz, that they're likewise going to be chayiv. So says Mar of Shiny Hassam, Shechitas Chutz is different because Ish cannot be teaching me that if two people are holding the knife together, they're going to be chayiv. Damar Krak, because the pasuk says, Hahu. It says, V'nichras ha'ish ha'hu mikerev hamo. So Echad v'loshayiv, that sounds like there can only be one guy that's chayiv kares for Shechita b'chutz of this particular animal. So you see that it's that you cannot say that two people that are ochis besakin are going to be chayiv. Iyachi gabe Allah na'ami uksiv ha'hu. Says each time the Gemara comes back with the same challenge. These psukim are parallel to each other. They say almost the same thing. Just one is about Shechita and one is about Allah. The word ha'hu appears by Allah b'chutz as well. It says v'nichras ha'ish ha'hu me'amav. So it says Gemara, yeah, but that ha'hu we already need for something else. We need to be told, we need that word ahu to tell me that a person is potter from kares if he's malah b'chutz b'shogeg. He thought that that bamal sibor are mutter. He didn't realize that it's aser, or it was an ones. He thought that you're allowed to be malah kachim b'chutz even on a bamal siachad, and there's no iser whatsoever of shchitas kachim b'chutz. He didn't know that there was an iser called so that's anus or mutter, or other people misled him. That he thought it was problematic, but he asked a friend of his who knows how to learn a little bit, but not so much. And the friend told him that everything is fine. So he went with it. So frankly, Gemara, Iyachi, if that's the case, that who tells me that you're potter for shogeg onus and muta, so hachanami mi bayilamute onus shogeg muta. So shouldn't we say the same thing by shchita b'chutz, that that's what the hahu is teaching me, and therefore it still frees up ish to tell me that two people that shechted it together should be chayiv. So how do I know that shochet lehedyot is going to be chayiv? So it says Gemara treyahu ksivi, that it says hahu twice in the parsha of shchita b'chutz. Once v'nichsa ish hahu mikerev amo, which tells me that someone who shechts onen shogeg muta is going to be pater. And then it says dami chashev le'ish hahu, that if two people shech together holding the knife at the same time, that they are likewise pater. So therefore ish is now going to be free to teach me that if you do it l'shem hedyot, you're going to be chayiv. Vel l'Hashem l'amali. Okay, but if doing shchita l'shem hedyot you're chayiv, then what does the word l'Hashem do in the parsha of shchita? You can't use it to teach me that you're only chayiv if you're shochet l'Hashem, because you just told me you're chayiv even if you're shochet l'hedyot from the word ish. So it says more l'hotzi sir mishtalech. The word l'Hashem tells me that you're chayiv if you shecht b'chutz only that which is ra'oi to be shechted b'fnim. But if you shecht the seer mishtaleach b'chutz, which is not supposed to be shechted b'fnim, it's supposed to be thrown off a cliff, way b'chutz, right? So you're not going to be chayiv for shchutei chutz. Okay, then when the Mishnah said, chomer b'ha'ala, that the chumra being malah b'chutz is over shchita, is that if two people hold the knife and they shecht it together, they're pater, but two people hold the neighbor and they're malah it, they're going to be chayiv. That's the chumra of halah over shchita. And we just went through the psukim from where we know that. So Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa that it says by Allah b'chutz ish. So that double expression, matam alomar, what's it teaching me? So l'rabu shnayim shachzu bever v'helu shechayavin, that teaches me that if two people hold a limb of the karban and they're malid b'chutz, that they're going to be chayiv. Sheyachal, because I might have said otherwise, v'alodinu, I might have said from a kal v'chomer I should learn that two people that are malid b'chutz are potter from the following kal v'chomer, umma ha-shochet la-hedyot. If when you're shochet for a hedyot, Shechayiv, you're going to be chayiv, and yet shneim shachzu b'sakim shachzu p'turin. That even though shchita has such a chumra that when you shochet le'hedyot you're going to be chayiv, and nevertheless we're makel when it's two people doing the shchita together. So hamala le'hedyot shapater mala, which is more kal, because when you're mala le'hedyot it's pater, ain't odin shneim shachzu p'turin. So I would think all the more so if two people are ochez the knife together, are ochez the aver together, and are mala it, that they're going to be pater. So tamalomar ish. Ish, divrei Rabbi Shimon. That's why I need the drash of ish. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, from the fact that even by by the parshas Halah, it says v'nichsei shahu me'amav, we darshin hahu echad v'lo shnayim. That only if it's one person that's malah b'chutz is chayiv, but not if it's two people that are malah b'chutz. So asking Gemara im kein matam alomer ish. So then, what does ish tell me? Because that's how Rabbi Shimon darshin that shnayim shalu b'chutz are going to be chayiv. If what's Rabbi Yossi going to do with that phrase, ish ish. If he tells me that shnayim that shalu b'chutz are going to be potter based on ahu, so dibur Torah klushon b'nei adam. He's going to say, what do I dash from ish ish? Absolutely nothing. Sometimes the Torah speaks in double expressions, and we say dibur Torah klushon b'nei adam. The Torah speaking the way people would speak. V'Rabbi Shimon hay hahu mibayle lemute shogi ganos umuta, and Rabbi Shimon would say the word ahu from which Rabbi Yossi darshins that shnayim shahelu are potter. He says, no, shnayim shahelu are chayiv. Ahu teaches me that you're going to be potter in the case of shogeg onus or muta. Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi know that you're potter for shogeg onus or muta? Mehu hahu. He has he learns two drushes from the word ahu. One from the fact that the word hu is there, and the other from the extra hey. Rabbi Shimon, hu hahu lo darish. He says that you're not allowed to darshan like that. You can't just darshan a whole extra drusha from the extra hey. Rabbi Yossi, me the high ish tibur Torah klusho b'nei adam. Well, wait a second. According to Rabbi Yossi, he holds that the phrase ish in the parsha of Ha'alah b'chutz is nothing to see here, nothing to darshan. It's just dibur Torah klusho b'nei adam. Well, then how? Who ish nami dibur Torah klusho b'nei adam? Why doesn't he say the same thing about shchutei chutz? That when it says ish that it's just speaking klusho b'nei adam. Vela shochet hadyot min alei d'chayiv. And if it is just speaking klusho b'nei adam, how does he know that if you're shochet lehadyot, you're going to be chayiv? I thought we learned that from ish, that it's ish, that shochet l'shem and ish, that he's going to be chayiv. Well, if you're just going to say ish is dibur Torah klusho b'nei adam, where are you going to know that he's chayiv from? So nafkalei midam yechashev l'ishahu dam shafach v'afilu ha-shochet l'ish. He darshens it from the pasuk dam yechashev l'ishahu dam shafach, that it says by the parsha of shchitei chutz. So from the word le'ish, we learn that a person shechts a korban b'chutz, even if he's shochet le'ish, he's going to be chayiv. So good. So then the Mishnah said hella v'chazav hella v'chazav hella. It's a machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yossi, where Rabbi Shimon says you're chayiv for each time you're mala, even if it's multiple times in the same korban. Rabbi Yossi says no, you're only chayiv once for each animal, for each korban. So Amrei Shlakish machlokas ba'arba v'chamisha evarim. The whole machlokas is only if you're mala four or five separate evarim of the carbon shlamim. Demar savar that Rabbi Yossi holds you're chayiv only one carbon chatas on all of the evarim, because ki ksiv, when the Torah says in the parsha of Ha'alah b'chutz lasos oso, the word oso is al hashalim u'chayiv enu chayiv al chaser akol behema ksiv, that you're only chayiv on the shalim and not on the chaser. That means you're only chayiv for the entire animal. Only if you're mala behema shlema, you're not chayiv on a behema that's chaser. So therefore, four or five halaos on the different limbs of the animal, that's only one halah, because it's one animal, and the chayiv is by the animal. Umar Savar and Rabbi Shimon says, no, when it says the oso, to tell me that if it's chaser, you're not going to be chayiv, it doesn't mean if the behema is chaser, a kolever ve'ever ksiv. It's about each limb of the animal. You're chayiv for being malin ever of the animal, provided that it's the complete ever. But if you were to take a single aver of the animal, chop it up into five pieces, and bring it in five different units, everyone's going to say you're only chayiv once, because you're not chayiv for multiple times for a single aver. Rabbi Yochanan says that both according to Rabbi Yossi and according to Rabbi Shimon, by muktari chutz, karbonos that you shechted outside of the azara, you're chayiv on being malin aver shalem, and the patur of a davar chaser that we darshan from lasos oso is an aver chaser, whereas machlokas be aver echad. The machlokas is about an aver echad of muktare pnim, meaning an aver of karbanos that are shechted in the azara, and you're supposed to be makdir on the mizbeach, that you then cut that aver off of the animal and bring it outside, and you're mali it outside in piecemeal. So demarsa of Rabbi Shimon says that yichayv chatas for each halav chutz, because muktare pnim shechasu. Vehelu b'chutz chayiv, that muktari pnim, that you cut off a piece of the aver and you're malah b'chutz, you're chayiv a carbon chatos, because the carbon that's shechted in the azara, it doesn't have the p'tur of chaser. So even if it's chaser, you're going to be chayiv. So therefore, however small the pieces are that you're malah b'chutz, since it was shechted in the azara, you're going to be chayiv for each little piece that you go and you're it's got to be kazayis, but each little piece that you're makdir. Where Marsav Rapat, Rabbi Yossi says that you're chayiv one chatos Katas for all the Ha'ala'os, because he holds that even on Muktari Pnim, the Ptur of Chaser is going to apply. So therefore, you're only going to be Chayiv for an Eivor Shalim. So if you cut the Eivor Shalim into a bunch of different pieces and do it four or five different times for that one Eivor Shalim, you're still only going to be Chayiv once. Aval Barba v'chamisha Eivarin. But if it was actually four or five separate Eivarim, Divrei HaKol Chayiv HaKol Eivor, everyone's going to agree you're Chayiv for each and every Eivor. Upliga du Ula. And a third way of explaining the machlok Rav Shimon Rabbi Yossi is that Ula disagrees with Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Ula holds Hakol Modim b'Muktari Pnim Shechasu v'Hela b'Chutz Shechayiv, that everybody would agree that if it was shechted b'Fnim and then you cut off pieces of limbs and you're Mala b'Chutz, you're going to be Chayiv Lo Nechleku, you'll be Chayiv on each piece that you're Mala, and each time that you're Mala another piece. Lo Nechleku El b'Muktari Chutz Shechasu v'Hela b'Chutz. The whole machlokas is a carbon that was shechted outside of the Azara that was then chaser, and you're mala b'chutz. So are you pater on the halas ever chaser or not? Demar savar pater. Rabbi Yossi says you chayiv one chatos on all the halos, holds that the p'tur of an ever chaser of a carbon that shechted b'chutz azara applies, and therefore if you're going to be malak different pieces of a single ever in piecemeal, it's going to be considered one halah, and you're going to be chayiv one chatos. Umar savar chayiv. And Rabbi Shimon holds that you're chayiv on each ha'ala, holds that you're chayiv on ha'ala sefer chaser, even on karbanos that are shechted outside of the azara. So every little piece of the eva that you're mala, you're going to be chayiv separately for. Or ikada amri amar ula, another version of what Ula says, is that akol modim, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are moda, b'muktari chutz shechasu ve'alu b'chutz shu pater. That if you well, were makar of the carbon outside, and then you took pieces of the aver and you were malit piecemeal, that you're going to be patur because it's a davar chaser. Lo nechleku el b'muktari pnim shechasu ve'elu b'chutz. That the whole machlokas is only by muktari pnim that were then chaser and you were malit b'chutz. Demar savar patur. Rabbi Yossi holds that you chayiv one chatos on all the alos because he holds your patur on chaser on muktari pnim that are chaser, and therefore all the alos of the chatichos are considered one big ha'ala'a. Umar savar chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon says, yechayiv on each and every ha'ala'a, because Muktari Pnim doesn't have the p'tur of chaser, so it's each ha'ala'a is considered independent, and yechayiv achatos on each and every ha'ala'a. Upliga d'avua d'shmuel alishna kama d'ula. And Avua d'shmuel disagrees with the first lashon of what Ula said, that he holds that everybody agrees that Muktari Pnim, that are chaser, and your mala b'chutz, that you're going to be chayiv. Damar Avua d'Shmuel, because Avua d'Shmuel once commented, "Kiman mahadrin and poken l'gabi mizbech." Which shita in Tanaim are we following when we're machzir evarim of karbanos that shoot off of the mizbech, and they go land on the ground? When you're being mocked to them, kiman delo Rabbi Yossi. He says that's against shitas Rabbi Yossi, because Avua d'Shmuel learns the machlokas Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon about muktari pnim, like Rabbi Yochanan, like the second lashon of Ula, that Rabbi Yossi holds that you're chayiv once for all of them, because you're pater on Allah sefer chaser of muktari chutz, of muktari pnim b'chutz, and therefore he assumes that Rabbi Yossi holds that b'fnim you're not machzir that which is pokeya, because if he would hold that you are machzir that which comes off in the mizbeach, so then there's a shem haktara even on a davar chaser b'fnim, so therefore you should be chayiv for that b'chutz. So since Avod Shmuel says that Rabbi Yossi paters a mala b'chutz from muktari pnim shechasru, that muktari pnim shechasru you pater from mala b'chutz, so Ula in the first lashon, who says that they are dafka argue b'muktari chutz, but b'muktari pnim, even Rabbi Yossi's moda that you're chayiv on a davar chaser, so that's obviously against Avua d'Shmuel. Veinu chayiv ashiyale. Now the second machlokas we had in the Mishnah is between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi. Is Rabbi Yossi said you're only chayiv if you're malo the rosh hamizbeach, whereas Rabbi Shimon says nah, you go on a sela and even you're going to be chayiv. So I'm rovin in my time is Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi think that you're only chayiv b'chutz if you're mala al gabe amizbeach, tichsiv, because the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, when Noach leaves the teva, vayiven Noach mizbeach laHashem, and he takes from every bei matar and from every oftar, and he's mala olos b'mizbeach. So you see from there that even on a bamas yachid, when you're mala b'chutz, it's only Allah if it's al gabe amizbeach. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time is Rabbi Shimon. Where does Rabbi Shimon get the idea that you just go to a sela and even you don't need to be al gabe amizbeach? Tichsiv, because it says by Manoach, the Shimshon's father, after the Malach told him about it, that he's going to have this son. Ve'ikach Manoach is Gediyah Izim Vesamincha Vayala Latzur La Hashem. So it says he just went on a rock. So Ve'idach Nami Vaksiv even Mizbeach La Hashem. Well, what is what Rabbi Shimon? How does he touch up the pasuk of even Mizbeach La Hashem? That it sounds like it needs to be a Mizbeach. Well, who Guva Bialma? Yeah, that just means that Noach did that because he wanted to be. He built a Mizbeach that he built. It wasn't that to be chayv to be makrav dafka. It wasn't because you're chayv to be makrav dafka on the Mizbeach. He wanted a really high place, so he built a Mizbeach. V'idach Nami, and what does Rabbi Yossi do with the pasuk haksiv ve'ikach Manoach? The fact that Manoach just went on alatzur laHashem, harasha haisa. That was an exception to the rule. That was a rasha. V'ibay say mehainu time to Rabbi Shimon. Or maybe the basis for Rabbi Shimon is the following: Kedetanya Rabbi Shimon Omer Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed ve'in Mizbeach Babama. That Mizbeach Pesach Oel Moed, we see that Dafka Oel Moed you have a chiv to be makrav on the Mizbeach, but a Babama doesn't need to be a Mizbeach. Leficha Chela Alasela Ola Evan Chayiv Yatsa Mi Bayilei. So the Gemara asks, since the Brisa says Ein Mizbeach Babama, we're talking about a person who's being makrav his carbon on a Babama at a Shas Heter Bamos. So why does it say that if you're Mal Alasela Chayiv, it shouldn't say Chayiv, it should say Yatsa, that you're Yotze. The Chayiv sounds like you violated some sort of Isser. So Hachi Kamar, Lefichach, Bishas Isser Bamos, Hela Alasela Evan Chayiv. No, the Lefichach is at a Shas Isser Bamos that you're going to be Chayiv. Just the last little piece, by Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Keren Vekevesh Vyasod Vribua, Mao Sheyakvu Bibama. Do we say that just like a Mizbeach, you need all these elements of the Mizbeach, so a Bama also requires all of these elements according to Rabbi Yossi? So Amalei Rabbi Yirmiya, Tanya, Keren, Vekevesh, Ribua, Vyasod, Ma'akvin Bibama Gdola, Vein Ma'akvin Bibama Katana. In the Bama Gdola of Nova Givon, and certainly in Shiloh, and Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim, it's Ma'akev, but a Bama Katana, a private Bama, these elements are not going to be Ma'akev. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Kuf Tes, Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful day.